come to you live, straight talk here on channel 15. So you've been tuned to 7.155 megahertz. Oh yeah, it do hurt, Circle.
Hey, what are you doing?
Awful jackass, let us out. Yep, we're here in the Flying Swamp Shack, and we got us a couple of cold ones high in the sky over a beautiful sunny pre-noon Dallas. And we got a doozy show for you folks today.
You said it, Papa Ray. We got one of the prettiest cities in the South. We got the nation's best, and I mean best, snipers holed up in their favorite spots looking down on Elm Street.
Posting them, we got those Keystone Cops, the Federal Secret Service, and just about to join the action, a president we all love to hate, a pinko nigga lover who's just recently landed at Love Field, making his way via car to the target area. Yep, folks, it's the main event. The hunting game of the decade. We got the JFK shootout of 1963. It's about a quarter of noon, November 22nd, so why don't you give us a rundown while we wait for the action, Urkel?
Oh, yeah.
Urkel, I think you hit that guy in the rail yard.
Oh, shit. I mean, crap. Yeah, here comes that first aid attendant.
Today's first casualty. Well done, Urkel.
Shut up and fly the plane. I'm going to give our local southern listeners a pregame shout.
Okay, little Stark contact.
Little Starkle, what?
Contact.
What the hell? You learned that word in Southern Baptist Sunday school?
Means background, Piper Ray.
Why'd you just say background then?
Because.
Because why?
You see that one for treason poster? I'll stick your face up on it, Pappy.
And now there's the root right there.
That treason poster. In fact, all this change that we don't like and we don't want has funneled way, way up to the Oval Office. And sitting there at that desk in the middle is this guy who doesn't know when to shut the damn door. Just lets people do whatever they want to do. I never didn't know much of anything in Little Rock, but Kennedy's had to let anybody go anywhere. That's going to Ole Miss, knocking down Southern governors, let them right. Sicking his bird, the attorney general on them all. It ain't right. It ain't right. And the good people here know it. They know it's as good, old as the scripture, as clear as the Constitution.
You said it, Urkel. Now, to get Kennedy out of the White House, put someone in who will stand up to these communists and their lame ideas. The possum's gotten into the garbage can, and it's time to take him out.
That's a metaphor, Pepper Ray.
What?
Don't you mind now. Fly the plane. Come back over to that square orange building there.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And all the listeners, hunting enthusiasts, we're currently over at the Texas School Book Depository. Depository, rather. Now, and here are two of our champion shooters, but they don't know about each other.
How can you call Lee a champ?
Hey, he was a Marine. And all this back and forth affecting the Russian and then being let back, it's clear he's spying for our government. He's a champ.
I tell you, Urkel, that boy can't shoot well. He's 24 and I don't think he had the experience.
He may be young and may be new to the team, but I expect surprising results today.
Pappy, I saw him take out some animals at the zoo when he was frustrated, thought no one was looking, and he can hit.
So that's my pick of the day, Lee Harvey Oswald. He's on 6th floor.
And I'm forward, over there on the other corner, is a guy by the name of Carmine Medici.
There was a black mistake and I'll cut it off the couch we walked in on. He's from Chicago, and Sam Chicania sent him down personally. Those two picked their spots independently and don't know the other is in the building. Just another pawn I have to give to Oswald, Papa Ray. He's picking blinds with the best. Now it's time for our first commercial break.
Hi, it's your pal, Papa Ray with the Straight Talk. When I'm flying high with Urkel and commentating on a shootout just like this here one, I like to chew Captain Howard's tobacco. Yep, I only chew twice the flavor of the other brands. Just can't beat the taste of mine at Captain Howard's tobacco chew. Oh, yeah.
Now we're back to the JFK shootout 1963 pregame show. Hey, Pappy?
Yeah?
Why don't you just tell the one for listening how you make that sound?
You mean where the chew hits the tune?
That's right, just for fun.
Well, Urkel, obviously we're in a plane and I can't really spit. So why just make the spitting sound and hit this empty tin with the spoon?
And who flies a plane when you do that, Pappy?
I don't know about it. It was about 300 feet.
There you heard it, folks. The risk Urkel and Pappy Ray take to bring you this fine entertainment.
Come on, Pappy. We're a bit low over the Dow Tech spill. That Dallas PD sniper is looking at us. Come on, line natural.
Speaking of Dow Techs,
right.
We got a special surprise to announce to you folks. Check your programs. You'll see on the panel 3 inside the photograph. Do not look up at the building, please.
That's the point of view of our third all-star gunman.
Polish immigrant. You only know him by the codename Warsaw. And a shooting.
Y'all remember the job he done on Albert Patterson 54? Great stuff. Like a fine whiskey, just gets better and better with age.
Ooh, ladies and gents, time for our second commercial break.
Urkel and I don't always agree, as you fine listeners know, but there's one thing we can always agree on, and that's Jackson Southern Whiskey. Whether it's a luncheon or a lynching, nothing quenches our thirst like Jackson Southern Whiskey.
Pass that over here now, Papere.
You bet. Here, you have a sample, just a sample, and I'll fly and finish up the pregame.
No argument, huh?
Well, dear listeners, let me break it down real simple. We got a huge crowd here today to watch today's exciting events, and they want to see some great gun action. So out of the many applicants, you can't just let any Tom, Dick, and Harry alone coming into a shootout, can you? Four champion snipers have been selected to represent the cream of the crop of the sport shooting world. Carmine and Lee have picked spots in the book depository. Warsaw's hold up an old Daltax, and our fourth man's looking up through his sights up the street from that grassy hill over there to the northwest.
Till the mood is, Pepper Ray.
Wait for it, Urkel. The contrarian Bobby White, all rested up from that dust up in Eastern Europe and ready to fire.
Whoa, well, they really want this job done. All right. Now, opposing the crowd favorites are Dallas Police Chief Jesse Curry, driving the lead car, the unmarked white one, Deputy Sheriff Eugene Boone, on foot, coordinating security efforts in the area, and Secret Service Agent Clint Hill. Keep your eye on him. He's on the left running board of that black convertible a couple of back from the president's.
So there you have it. Four shooters, three key presidential protected men, and a pile of Dallas's fans. Now, the National Guard has been told to stay home today by our friends, so it'll be four-on-four action. The crowd, my dear listeners, and it's a big one, appears very excited, sunny, as the sunny noon hour approaches. They're standing on concrete side bases, the grass-covered hill area to our left, as we fly up Elm toward the president's motorcade, crushing the street from left and right. Boy, are they in for some entertainment, Urkel.
That's what they showed up for, Papa Ray. And now the motorcade has reached Houston Street, almost time for the main event.
The crowd is cheering, the noon hour is just a few minutes away. I wonder if that sunlight will cause any glare problems for our shooter, Urkel.
It might. Come back down Elm. We've gone past the Courts Records building. Too far. All right. The motorcade is turning into Elm. The main event has started. Fellow sporting enthusiasts, the JFK shootout of 1963 has begun. In the second vehicle, the president and his wife and the Connollys, the governor and his wife, are waving vigorously, and the action has started. A shot from the book depository.
That was Carmine.
A miss. The crowd is turning. Oh, there we go. Now, what were you saying about Lee Pappy? He just potted Kennedy in the back. Chaos in the car.
Oh, but look, Urkel, the bullet hit Governor Connolly, too. There's Oswald's inexperience showing. And a round from that grass, and old Whack gets in on the action, but misses, tearing a chunk of concrete out of the road. And now Kennedy's hands are up at his throat. He's been shot in the throat.
Carmine, the Chicago mob strikes.
The motorcade is all but stopped. Agent Clint Hill has sprinted to the presidential limo. Jack is trying to help him, but
too much going around. Look at that. Nothing really by the defense team. Just some pointing some half-hearted steps with the exception of Hill.
So, Urkel, our shootout so far?
So, Carmine missed. Lee hit Kennedy in the back and Connolly. Points deducted for that. Bobby White missed. Carmine reloaded and hit the president in the throat and... Oh, my God! Score!
That's the way to play. Boom, headshot. I think Urkel was that.
It was Warsaw, Papa Ray. Direct hit from Daltex. He was silent up till now, Warsaw, and then, oh my God. Then Hill tried his best, but the driver didn't help. Just sped up a bit and knocked him off.
Wow, what a shooting.
Warsaw wins it, and that does it for the main event, Papa. The limousine, as always, is off to the hospital now. Thank you for tuning in to the JFK Shootout in 1963. And stay tuned for our post-game show, friends, where we'll review the action, give you all the statistics, and put this great shootout to bed from here in the Dallas skies from the Flying Swamp Shack.
Pass me that whiskey there, Papa Ray.